He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is March the 13th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, 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 look at this. We've got a pretty nice start out of the gate here this morning in the market. I looked at my portfolios. They're having a very good day, but it's all about the close. So let's not count our chickens before they hatch. But right now they are they're chirping. We got the Dow up 129 points right now. It's at 25,684, and that puts the Dow up 129 points. That's a 0.5% move this morning for the Dow. The S&P 500 is up 15 points. That's a 0.5% move. That puts it at 2,806. Well, we're back above 2,800 on the S&P. The NASDAQ is up 42. That works out to 0.6%. The NASDAQ now at 76.33. Russell 2000 up a meager 5 points. That works out to about 0.3%, 0.4%. The crude oil markets, now that's helping. We've had a pretty good rally in crude this week. Must be a little better feelings about global growth out there. Crude oil up 91 cents to 57.78. They're cheering in Houston. I can hear them. Now, crude oil up 1.6% this morning. Gold's up $11. The gold bugs are happy today. 1309 on gold. The silver's up a dime. They're happy, too, with those silver dimes. The 10-year bond is up 1 basis point this morning to 2.62%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live from the shores of the Ashley River. Looks like Citadel Baseball getting ready to start here. Going to have a morning game, I guess. They've been playing the South Carolina Gamecocks, which is the one of the big colleges up here. Big team for the little Citadel to play. They had a big crowd last night. Just as I was ready to nod off last night, they were singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which... always hard to go to sleep with that kind of action taking place. Luckily, there were no fireworks last night. Well, we got a good start here to the market today. Boeing, I think, is having a good day. We'll check in on Boeing here in a minute. Let's check in on it now because Boeing is a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Boeing is up this morning, a meager 3 points. But that's 0.75%. I have a lot of updates on Boeing stock here this morning. Boeing is at 378, and before all of this transpired in Ethiopia, it was at 440. So it's down about 60 points so far. What's that work out to? 13-14%, something like that. But Boeing was hitting all-time highs. It was red hot before this happened. We also had the rejection of Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal once again. That seems to be having little impact on the market. Well, we've had some good economic reports. You know what? We had a spate of bad economic reports. As I was writing my newsletter last week, I was thinking to myself, gee, the poor readers of this newsletter this weekend are going to think it's all doom and gloom out there. One bad economic report after another. But today we get a very strong durable goods order. So thank you, consumers, for going out and purchasing some durable goods here. During the month of January, January durable goods were up 0.4%. They were expected to be down 0.6%. So once again, thank you very much for the purchase of those durable goods. I hope they are durable for you. The core PPI comes in. Now, we had the CPI yesterday. That's what the consumer pays for chicken legs at the supermarket and other goods, obviously. It came in cooler than expected. And today we have the same with the producer price index. It comes in shy of estimates. The bottom line is there's still not any signs of inflation out there. Unless you're in the market for a T-bone steak, then you're shocked at the sticker. You know what shocks me more than anything? The sticker price of seafood. I mean, $24 a pound for grouper? I'm going to switch to back to, I remember when seafood, growing up, you know, seafood was one of the cheaper foods out there. But now, $24 a pound for grouper, and that's when it's on sale. Mortgage applications come in higher as interest rates fall. Well, how far did they fall? The 30-year mortgage rate goes down to 4.64 this week versus 4.67 last week. And that, I guess, three basis points really gets those buyers heated up to apply for a mortgage. Mortgage rates fall, and the applications are higher. The composite index, 2.3%, plus 2.3% in mortgage applications. Well, Jeffrey Gundlach, you know, I think he ought to just stick to the bond market. I don't know that he's so good at that, but he is. With the retirement of Bill Gross, Gundlach is, without question, the new bond guru. Good luck in a rising interest rate environment with that. But he's got to always comment on the stock market. Jeffrey Gundlach says stocks could turn negative again this year. Well, they're positive. I mean, for them to turn negative this year would take quite a hit right now. Well, anything's possible. He says the stock market was and still is in a bear market. Well, I addressed this whole concern in my newsletter over the weekend. I said, look, yes, last Saturday will be the anniversary of the bull market, which began on March 9th of 2009. But we have to hit those new highs in order for that to be a valid anniversary, because if instead, October 2nd of last year was the all-time high in this bear, then we have entered into a bear market. That's what Gundlach says. And, of course, there is a chance. I mean, until we see that new all-time high, one could make the argument, and there are many that say October 2nd of last year was the all-time high in the market. What do you think? Well, that's Gundlach's opinion. He credits Fed Chair Jerome Powell's pivot. Yes, there was a pivot to patient stance in further rate hikes and willingness to adjust the balance sheet runoff if needed for the recent strength in the market. But obviously, Gundlach does not think that will be enough to get us out of what he says is a new bear market. He also says that weakening U.S. economic data is indicating more bearishness ahead. Well, put him in the bear camp, okay. That's another one that he can join Peter Schiff. I haven't seen Mario Rubini lately. What's happened to him? And, of course, Stockman, David Stockman, who comes on from time to time during the charlatan hour on Fox Business Channel and other channels. Okay, PG&E escapes criminal charges for the 2017 California wine country wildfires. Well, that's good news, I guess, for the CEO of PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. The Sonoma County District Attorney says, well, it's a good thing Kamala Harris isn't still there in California. She'd have that guy locked up by now. The Sonoma County District Attorney, however, says her agency and the district attorneys for Napa, Humboldt, and Lake Counties will not pursue criminal charges, saying insufficient evidence exists to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that PG&E acted with reckless disregard for human life in causing the fires. Yeah, like the CEO went out there with a can of lighter fluid. You know, they've got these poles, these telephone poles all throughout the state. It is an issue. There are wind storms in California. We get heavy winds. We used to. I'm not a Californian anymore. I disavow California with all the craziness going on. But there are big wind storms in California. It does blow down those poles, and they do spark, and they do start fires. But not enough to warrant criminal charges. They're still liable for possible billions of dollars in civil damages, however. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, Dallas is filling up. That's good to know that I still had a few listeners other than, you know, a couple of rattlesnakes out in El Paso listening to the show. And the appointments are filling up, but there are spots left. I will be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. April 3rd, April 4th, April 5th. Everything is booked. That is happening. The appointments are happening during the day. And the workshop on Wednesday, April 3rd, at the Hyatt Conference Center in the Grapevine. Just call up and tell Edie you heard it through the grapevine. And she will sign you. She will reserve a spot for you at the workshop. Or if you'd like to meet with me to talk to me about your financial situation, your current needs with your portfolios, my ideas on your retirement plans, whatever it may be. We can schedule an appointment with you. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. We had to move Sarasota to May 14th, 15th, and 16th because the Hyatt Regency, they were having some convention. I don't know that the previous week. They were booked. They didn't have room for me. They said to take a hike. We'll be in Sarasota on May 14th, 15th, and 16th. By then, we'll know who the Kentucky Derby winner is, and we'll be looking for the Preakness on that that Saturday, if that matters. We'll also be doing a workshop. We'll be at the Hyatt Regency right there on the water on Wednesday, May 15th. So I'm looking forward to that. If you'd like to reserve an appointment with me in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency, we'll be meeting with you there and having that workshop on Wednesday night. Call Edie, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, we need to check in on Boeing right now. Boeing is up $2 per share. That works out to 0.5%. It was down this morning, 1.5%, but there has been news on Boeing this morning. First, let's look at the bad news. Boeing shares their total losses since Monday, about 12-13%, as countries around the globe continue to ground 737 MAX aircraft. Add to the mix the European Union, New Zealand, Hong Kong, Bermuda, Egypt, Kazakhstan. Doggone it, I had a trip on a Boeing to Kazakhstan this weekend. Uzbekistan and Lebanon. Some, like Norwegian Air, are even demanding compensation for lost revenue and extra costs stemming from the grounding of their 737 MAX fleet. The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee further plans to hold a hearing on the 737 MAX 8, despite the FAA confirming the jet's safety. Well, we look at a map of the countries that have now banned or have grounded the Boeing's F-737s. In the meantime, here in the U.S., FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell says the agency's review of the Boeing 737 MAX shows no systemic performance issues and provides no basis to order grounding the aircraft. Well, I can tell you that it's a big story here in Charleston on the local news, as this is where Boeing's second plant is. In Charleston, South Carolina, and it would obviously have an impact here on the local economy should something happen. Now, in the meantime, Boeing, I haven't heard anything from the CEO, who's very capable. Maybe he wants more information, but they are making significant cockpit software update to the 737 MAX. They're making an update to the flight control system, which was implicated in last year's Lion Air crash, coming amid growing worldwide unease about the plane's safety. The change, which was in the works before last weekend's Ethiopian Airlines crash, will include a change to use multiple data feeds in the MAX's stall prevention system instead of the current reliance on a single sensor. And that's what they think. They think it was a sensor, actually, that went wrong in the Lion Air crash. But we've got all these countries, including the European Union, saying it's suspending all flights of Boeing 737 MAX 8, MAX 9, pending more information. Now, the flight attendants are up in arms with American Airlines. They've asked the company to ground Boeing 737 MAX planes until more can be determined about the crash last weekend. Flight attendants are very concerned with the recent Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 crash. Well, that has not stopped Lufthansa from ordering 20 new Boeing aircraft. Germany's Lufthansa has approved the purchase of 20 787 planes. Okay, this is not the 737, the one in question. These are 787. And they're also ordering 20 Airbus planes. The new jets will be delivered from late 2020 to 2027. So at least Lufthansa has not lost confidence in Boeing. And they have ordered 20 planes. And I think that's part of what is lifting Boeing stock here this morning. Speaking of companies which are under severe pressure right now, did you see the poor guy from Wells Fargo? Well, I don't know about a poor guy. We're opening all of those unauthorized accounts, which is a definite no-no in my business. And I can't imagine a company like Wells Fargo would be doing something like that, but they were, and they got busted, and now you've got their CEO on the hot seat testifying before Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and others. Wells Fargo's CEO Tim Sloan was grilled yesterday. Of course, Maxine Waters also on that committee. She asked him if the bank should be smaller because it's too difficult to manage a company that big. Well, like Congress manages themselves, maybe they should be smaller, you know, maybe like one-year terms and then goodbye somebody else in there. I don't know. But anyways, he was before the board. Wells Fargo's been a terrible, terrible stock. Still a big holding at Berkshire Hathaway, however. Well, we got a lot of news out here today on some of my stocks. Anxious to talk about some of those. They're on the move today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hanging on to those gains here from this morning, so that's a good sign. Sometimes you open up real strong, then you watch it fade during the day. That's no fun. But today, so far at least, we're hanging on to those gains. Well, Uber getting ready to go public. You know what? I like to give companies a year maybe to see, number one, what I want to find out is, can they earn money on the bottom line? Can they make a profit? Can they turn a profit? Now, we know they have growing sales and a lot of people using both Lyft and Uber, but can they turn a profit? Uber is Lyft is getting ready. They filed for their IPO back in December, so they should be getting close. Lyft's going to be valued at about $25 billion. I think Uber's up there maybe at $80 billion, something like that. And I also want to see, not only can they make a profit, but can they also grow that profit over time? You really don't know the answer to that question. You know, I did the same thing with Snap, and they never turned a profit. And not only can they not grow their earnings, they continue to lose more and more. So I just think it's wise, given the fact that most of these IPOs go public at a pretty lofty price to begin with. You're not getting any kind of bargain. All of these early owners of the stock, they want as much money as they can get out of the deal. And then it becomes a publicly traded company. And let's let it establish. Let's watch the CEO. You know, the former CEO made a lot of missteps. Let's see how the new CEO does as a CEO of a publicly traded company. Well, you got a big name stepping into the cannabis industry. I would say of all of the cannabis stocks, Aurora would be my pick. Aurora Cannabis. Nelson Peltz, who's a billionaire and the founding partner of Treon Fund Management, a big hedge fund. He's also a non-executive chairman of Wendy's Company and a director at Procter & Gamble. Well, Aurora Cannabis, ACB, has engaged billionaire Nelson Peltz to advise it on potential partnerships and global expansion plans. Let's see how ACB is doing on that news. It was up about 8% this morning. Right now, up 9%, 8.5%, and fading quickly on the news. Aurora is an $8.5 billion company based in Canada. Aurora has been growing their sales. Listen to their last four quarters of sales growth. Plus 211%, plus 222%, plus 260%, and plus 363%. So while sales are exploding, earnings maybe by next year, I see 2 cents projected. It's a Canadian-based company engaged in the production and distribution of medical cannabis, signing on Nelson Peltz. And Tilray hires a big honcho, a big kahuna. Tilray is up 3%. Let me look that up and see if it's held on to that gain. On the heels of its announcement that it has hired former Goldman Sachs managing director Andrew Pucher as chief corporate development officer responsible for mergers and acquisitions. Maybe Pucher and Peltz can get together and do some kind of deal here. Responsible for M&A activities and corporate investments. Now, Tilray is the stock that went public at 13. It shot up to 300. Oh, boy. Woo. Now it's back to 71, and it's been going sideways for about 6 months now. The stock is down 1.3% on the news that they hire former Goldman managing director to head their corporate development. Let's see. The FDA has a new head honcho. This could be important, not only to the biotech industry, but also to the tobacco industry, because this guy is very much anti-tobacco. You got a new director at the FDA, Norman Sharpless. Considering his background, investors expect him to have a critical eye on tobacco and e-cigarette use, especially among young people. Good, good, good. I'm all for that. Okay, let's take a look. You know, I sent out yesterday a tweet on Stock Twits, which also goes out on Twitter. I've been keeping my eye on Chipotle. Because I've been tweeting, I said, you know what, that thing is getting ready to break out again. And it did yesterday. It broke out on very significant volume. And I'm going to make Chipotle here a featured stock of the day. Maybe we'll get two of those in here. I currently do not own Chipotle. But I did sell, make a big sell yesterday of a stock that I did own. And I'm looking for a replacement, okay? Chipotle is a candidate. I just don't know if I'm sold yet, okay? Chipotle is a turnaround story right now, a big turnaround story. You remember the E. coli problem? That sent Chipotle's shares from 758 back in 2015, clear down to 247. It lost two-thirds of its value between 2015 and last year. But since then, it's making a major charge toward its all-time highs once again. Now, tell me that stocks don't follow earnings. Chipotle back in 2015, when it hit its all-time high of 758, it was making $15 per share in earnings. The very next year, in 2016, their earnings per share went from $15.10 clear down to $1.28. Yes, if you're in the restaurant business, you want to keep E. coli out of the kitchen. The earnings plunged and the stock plunged. Then their earnings started to build up again. From that $1.28 in 2016, they went to $6 in 2017, $9 last year. They're looking for $12 this year. And $15 next year. Well, all things being equal, when the stock was earning $15 back in 2015, it got up to $7.58. And if they're expected to make $15.50 next year, you would think that the stock has the potential to get back to that all-time high of $7.58 once again, right? Barring another E. coli incident. Well, the stock is currently ranked at number 165 out of 5,074 in my database. Yesterday it was ranked number 68. It's really been moving up in rank recently. I have a $1,200 target price, but that is 5 years down the road. And there's a lot of big, bold what-ifs between then and now. But I'm just going off of the growth rate that is currently projected by analysts. The consensus growth rate for the next 5 years for CMG Chipotle is 17.6%. And if they can continue to grow those earnings at 17 to 18% over the next 5 years, this has the potential, using a multiple that I think is appropriate for this stock, to be a $1,200 stock with a lot of what-ifs in between now and then. From a performance point of view, this stock is up 93% over the last 12 months. You've got a major turnaround going on at Chipotle CMG. Stock currently ranked at number 165 out of 5,074. Not a current holding here, but one under consideration. I got to bring somebody up from AAA as I cut a major league player yesterday from my roster. Chipotle is a candidate, but not the winner yet. We got a few more to look at here today. Well, that's how I manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management. I got some more stocks to talk about when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America kicks off in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd, Thursday, April 4th, and Friday, April 5th. The Gunderson team will be at the Hilton Dallas-Fort Worth Lake Conference Center in the Grapevine area on those days. Bill Gunderson will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they'll sell out quick, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, April 3rd. The workshop will also be held at the Hilton Conference Center in the Grapevine area. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Just a reminder, if you would like to attend the Dallas workshop or meet with me while I'm in Dallas on Wednesday, April 3rd through Friday, April 5th at the Hilton Grapevine area hotel there, you better jump on it pretty quickly, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. And Sarasota, we just had to move it ahead 1 week, or back 1 week, I guess, May 14th, 15th, and 16th, middle of May. We will be at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota, Florida. That's prime fishing season. If I'm not there Wednesday, you know where I went. I'll be in Sarasota. I'll be meeting with folks Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Maybe I'll go fishing on Friday. Workshop Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. At the Hyatt Regency there on the water. Plenty of parking. That's what I like about that. The Westin has a funny parking situation, so we're going to move back to the Hyatt Regency. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Citigroup confident on Yeti's growth track. You know, I continue to monitor Yeti. I think most fishermen are aware of Yeti products, hunters, outdoorsmen. That seems to be the cooler of choice these days. I see Yeti coolers on all the fishing guides' boats. Stock hitting a new high today. It's up 5%. But Citigroup has a target price of 27, and the stock is 26 today. I think it goes higher. I think it goes up into the 40s eventually. I do not own it. Y-E-T-I. They have a heck of a good product there. A stock I've talked about in the past, Zendesk, Z-E-N, which a pretty good little platform there that they have for customer service. They're getting an upgrade today with a new target price of 95. It's at 82. This has been a good one. It came public at 10 back in 2014. Now it's 82. It's on the move today, hitting a new 52-week high based in San Francisco. This is a small cap. $8.8 billion. The symbol is Zen, Z-E-N. I do not own it. It's another one on my list, my radar. I keep watching it go higher. Their most recent quarter, sales were up 41%, earnings up 900%. They're looking for 26% growth in earnings this year and 128% growth in earnings next year. Zendesk, not a recommendation. I'm just giving you examples of some of the better growth stocks out there in the market right now. And let's see, now I'll mention two more, and then maybe I can get in one more stock. Maybe I can't. Let's see, we've got Mercado Libre, that is the Amazon of South America, which South America has cooled off. Brazil was red hot after the election of a business-friendly leader down there that promises to clean up corruption. Where have we heard that before in Brazil? Well, anyways, over in Argentina, Mercado Libre, it's breaking out to new all-time highs. That trend of away from bricks and mortar and to online shopping. Mercado Libre is a component of XBuy, X-B-U-Y, an ETF. I had the founders of that on my show here a couple weeks ago. They have iBuy, which is American online companies, and now they have XBuy, which is online retailers X without the U.S. and Mercado Libre. One of those, Mercado Libre gets a big price target upgrade. That stock on the move. New 52-week high for Mercado Libre. Roku. I'm not a fan of Roku. I think everybody, all these latecomers, Netflix, you know, has got a dominant position in the streaming business. Roku has done okay since it went public. It went clear up to 77, but then it went clear down to 26. Ouch. Now it's back to 67. Roku getting downgrades today after they came out with earnings. Now, you see, there's a good example. They went public last year, or the year before last, I guess. I said, let's wait and make sure they can make a profit. Well, that hasn't happened yet. They lost 8 cents per share last year. They're expected to lose 68 cents per share this year. And they're expected to lose another 42. And it's okay to have this booming sales growth of 57% and 46%, but show me the earnings. Show me how you can turn a profit and continue to grow those earnings over time, because that's what's really going to increase the value of the company. And Roku has not done that yet. Continues to lose money. Well, one other one, Adidas. Their outlook disappoints. Europe's having issues. Of course, Adidas does sell a lot of product here in the U.S. The last one I'll mention here is Trade Desk. That's been one of the greatest stocks I've ever owned. It hit a new high yesterday. It's pulling back a little bit. They named a new senior vice president of marketing yesterday. Trade Desk has been on fire, TTD. It's one of the stocks I own in my ultra growth portfolio. It's gone from 25 IPO price in 2016 to 204. Can they grow their earnings? Well, their most recent quarter, their earnings were up 102%. They earned $1.09. They're looking to go to $3.25 in earnings next year, which would be a 27% jump in earnings this year. They are profitable. Last four quarters, explosive earnings growth at the Trade Desk, TTD, which is a small cap. That's more danger in those small caps, not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best growth stock now. All right, well, you know what? If you'd like to reserve a spot to Sarasota or to Dallas, either the workshops or an appointment, or if you just can't wait, you want to talk to Gunderson or one of my associates, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Call BEST if your portfolio is in a mess. And I've seen some messes lately. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.